This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That funny, Jim?
It is. Ta-dum, 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 ta-dum.
Welcome to Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman, who happens to be in Washington at some events there. I'm not sure what they're doing.
They've got a lot of folks showing up for
it, ball game or something?
And, you know, the president has a new guy that he had tea with this morning or coffee, and he just looked a little out of sorts.
Yeah, that's right. So we have at least one president with weird hair coming up here. Anyway, we're talking about the inauguration. Donald Trump will be sworn in. That was Jim Stanley, you heard. We have Kendra White,
it's
who's
also...
It's
good to be back.
Kendra is back.
That's right.
On the team here. We brought her
I've
in
from
the...
I've been studying all week.
From the bullpen.
All week, yep.
You spent all week on this?
Well, all morning. Okay, the last half hour. But I am ready.
Well, we do have some special guests in studio. We're going to get to them in just a second. But we want to go to our president, Tim Wildman. As I mentioned, he is in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration. Tim, are you on the phone?
Yeah, Ed, I'm here. We're here at the I'm on Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm inside a building, but I know folks want to play trivia and have some fun. But I thought this is such a special occasion, and I got to do something kind of unbelievable this morning that I thought our listeners would like to hear about.
Well, tell them a little bit about what the atmosphere is. We are going to get folks to having fun and doing some trivia. But, Tim, just tell us a little bit about what the atmosphere has been like.
Well, last night we went to a party with a lot of Christian groups and people, names that people listening would recognize. It was a lot of fun, just a celebratory time last night, getting ready for today. And so about 11 o'clock last night, my wife, Allison, and I were getting ready to go to our room or in our hotel. And I get a phone call from a good friend of mine, and he says, "Hey, do you and your wife want to come to the church in the morning where we're going to have the service with," and I said, "You talking about the church service with President-elect and Vice President-elect?" He said, "Yeah, that one." And I said, "Let me think about that." Yeah. So we got about 3 hours sleep last night. Allison and I did. Got up this morning. We had to be at a place to get cleared through security at 6:30, so we could be at the church by 8:30. And so it's been a short night, but it was wonderful because we were seated. It's in the St. John's Church, which is a very historic church, Church of the President, which is one block north of the White House. For those who've been to Washington D.C. I don't know, that's a couple of hundred years old. And so we're seated, and then 15 minutes later, in walks Vice President Pence and his family, and then in walks President Trump and his family. It was a wonderful Christian worship service, exalting the name of the Lord Christ. It was not one of these multi-faith things that, basically meaningless. This was a Christian worship service. The last hymn we sang was "Onward, Christian Soldiers." Anyway, it's an active Episcopal church there. But the three guys that spoke that our people would recognize. Robert Jeffers gave the sermon. It was about an 8-10 minute sermon out of the Book of Nehemiah. He knows Donald Trump well. He's the pastor of First Baptist Church, Dallas, and Robert's Bible teacher on Pathway
to Victory
on AFR. And then James Robinson prayed over over Trump. James Robinson, the evangelist.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm talking about?
We sure do.
And then James Dobson prayed over Pence. It was a very evangelical, Christ-centered time. As I said, probably 30, 40 minutes, I guess, maybe total. And it was just surreal. I was pinching myself going, am I really here? I mean, Trump is like 8 rows up, from me and his whole family course, we came to Washington just expecting to come to a couple of balls and watch the inauguration. We never expected we would end up, you know, in this church. This one has its worship service. But anyway, so now we're watching like everybody else on TV, the inauguration, and President Carter was there.
Okay.
At the church service. And his wife, Rosalynn. I was very impressed by that. I don't know him. Not a fan of his politics by any means, but I thought this is very respectful for him to be
right
here. He didn't have to be. He didn't have to be here, but he's here at this church service. And his wife, of course, he's a Baptist deacon, isn't he? Or something like that.
I think that's right.
He's a Sunday school teacher also.
He was,
and he is. He's active now.
Yeah, after he got out of office. Yeah. Well, you didn't.
But
you
anyway,
didn't,
hey, go ahead.
You didn't pass like President-elect Trump a note or anything, did you? That's what I would have done. I would pass him a note and say, "Could you please, put your signature?"
There's some guys with earpieces
and guns,
and they got shifty eyes. And they don't let you do that kind of thing.
Okay,
they don't let you get close, too close to the president or the vice president. So anyway, listen, guys, I'll let you go.
Okay.
I thought people would like to hear that story.
Tim, that's great.
AFR, and I'll share more of the trip when I get home on Monday for the show on Monday, today's issues. But y'all have a good one, and pray for our country.
Amen.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, boss.
Thank you, Tim.
Right, bye-bye.
What a great experience, and that must be a great experience all the way around for the inauguration of our 45th president. All right, well, even though that was not trivial, we now turn to things far more trivial.
Trivial.
It is Trivia Friday, and so
Learning University.
The number to call if you want to get on the show, I know you're probably listening and saying, well, I wonder if they're having Trivia Friday today. We are, and we start now. And the number to call is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. We have one basic rule, and that is that if you have called in and gotten on the program in the last 4 weeks, we ask you not to call to give other people an opportunity to do so. We do have some special guests here in the studio. What we're going to do is, and they are the Sowell Family Pickers, and they have been on before. I'm going to ask at the bottom of the hour, going to ask Cindy to make a comment or two, the mom, and to let our listeners know a little bit about their ministry, because we are hitting almost at the quarter past hour. So, Cindy, hang tight, but we are going to introduce her son, one of her sons, because there's a crowd of them in here. John Mark, good morning, John.
Good morning.
And John is going to ask a question, a trivia question. So, folks, we will have more than just the 9 usual questions. We're going to have 10 questions.
Bonus questions
today. A bonus question. And one of these questions is going to be our mystery question. And if you answer it correctly, you will hear this sound. And that means you have won a special prize. It is a brand new car. No, that's not true.
We will there's more.
But wait, what you'll really win is a coffee mug. and we'll send that to you. So, all right, Jim, we're going to let you start off. Read your – no, I'll tell you what. John Mark, we're going to give you the opportunity to kick us off and give your trivia question.
All right, this is a football question.
Oh, no.
Who is the only quarterback – to win and lose a Super Bowl with 2 separate teams?
Ooh, that is a great question.
Well done.
Great question.
Repeat that for us one more time.
Who is the only quarterback to win and lose a Super Bowl with 2 separate teams?
I saw your mom standing behind you, and she was just about mouthing the question. Just get this right.
That's very clearly stated.
Both win and lose. All right.
All right, here we go. How many times was President Barack Obama sworn in as president? How many times was President Barack Obama sworn in as president? Now,
that's an interesting one.
In honor of inauguration.
Right.
Here you go. Whose inaugural address was the first to be broadcast on radio? Mm-hmm. See, there you go. And now, you know, I had to do that in honor of JJ because JJ always kind of sticks with the topic of the day.
Yes.
And so if those get answered, I have a couple of more. But now, here's one that's just I was surprised by. What U.S. state has the longest official name?
The longest official name.
Mm-hmm.
What U.S. state? All right, great questions. Here are my three. Football question, because the NFL playoffs are heating up. What NFL running back was nicknamed the Bus? What NFL running back was nicknamed the Bus? Second question, what is the world's oldest monotheistic religion? What is the world's oldest monotheistic religion? You may have to look that up, but that's okay. And I have no idea why I'm on the subject of Popeye questions. I asked one last week. I've got about five of them, but one today. I may, if some of mine get answered, throw a few more in. But in the comic strip, who was Olive Oil's boyfriend before Popeye came along?
There was a before Popeye?
There was a before Popeye. Who was Olive Oil's boyfriend before Popeye came along?
Good questions. All right. I've got two presidential questions for you. First one. Which president weighed 332 pounds and supposedly got stuck in the White House bathtub the first time he used it? There's much debate on the internet as to whether the actual getting stuck was true, but we do have actual proof that he had to order a much larger pond-sized bathtub.
Is that a fat joke?
No, it's a question. Okay.
It's a legitimate historical question.
It was the pond-sized tub.
And she was looking at you. There's no denying that.
I'm just reciting off the internet. Everything you find there is factual.
Yes, that's right.
So, in the second question, in the hit TV series 24, you know, Jack Bauer. What was the name of the president that Jack Bauer saves? Now, I'm not talking, there's some later presidents that come up, but the main president, and like there were polls on this president that people wanted him to actually run for office, and they were like, he's an actor, guys. Like, I know you love his character, but okay, so bonus points if you can get the name of the actor who played, but I'm looking for the name of the president in the show.
All right.
And the last question, what classes of medieval society do the four suits in a deck of cards represent? I didn't even know they represented anything.
I didn't either.
Kind of a cool little...
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, folks, it is Trivia Friday, also known as...
Learning University.
And you hear four voices. We have John Mark Sowell, who is a guest professor with us today. So Professor Sowell will be
possibly
on
our youngest
the show.
Professor, right, to actually be on the show.
John Mark, how
have
old
you
are
had?
You?
12.
You're 12.
Okay.
Okay.
You had younger.
You seem at least 13. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Jewish culture, you're a man. So welcome.
Yes.
All right, Jim, let's load them up.
All right, here we go. Traveling to Georgia to talk to David. David, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, well, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, we do have one lady here. We do. You want to make that?
I wasn't
going to
say anything.
Sorry. Those distinctions are still important here at American Family Radio.
Yeah,
so.
There are three men. Oh.
Well, I didn't say they.
All right, David. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both. I want to take a shot in the dark at the state with the longest name.
All right. Let's repeat the question.
All right,
here, Jim.
What U.S. state has the longest official name?
And I would say that is the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
And you would be wrong.
Oh, okay.
However, that was an excellent try.
Dave, I apologize for that irritating buzzer noise that you just got shocked with.
But having the Commonwealth, that's got to be in part of the solution. That's just my guess. Like, I feel like
you're not supposed to make guesses.
I don't know.
You're not supposed to make this easier on the students.
It's a really good guess,
if
David.
Not, they're not going to get any learning, and we want to make them a better person.
Is Massachusetts actually a Commonwealth?
Smarterer.
Can I ask that?
It is considered. Yes.
Okay.
Intelligenter.
More
intelligent.
I like that.
Well done.
John Mark is on the mark. You never hear that joke, do you?
Wah, no. Wah. No. All right, David. What's your question for us? And you can make the irritating buzzing sound back.
Well, y'all were on hummingbirds and praying mantises last week and the week before,
yes.
So I figured I'd come up with a praying mantis question for you. So what is the closest relative, there are two of them, to the praying mantis?
Hmm.
The praying deacon, I
Fasting
think, is
ladybug.
One of them.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So, close relatives. All right. We're just going to talk amongst ourselves here. So, don't give us the buzzer yet. I'm thinking like the walking stick. John,
that's
Mark, you have anything?
Maybe.
Two
similar.
Closest
he
relatives.
He was very definitive with that.
Yeah. Two closest relatives.
You know, I'm not sure. Grasshopper?
Maybe.
Grasshopper? All right. So, we have grasshopper.
Walking stick.
Grasshopper and walking stick. You asked for two, right, David?
Yes.
All right, we're going to say grasshopper and walking stick. Those are our official answers.
Here, I'll do it.
You need a new battery.
Here we go.
All right, what's the answer?
It's very weird. The termite and roaches.
That's
really
just nasty.
Are the two closest relatives to the praying mantis. The termite being first, with cockroaches being second.
That's odd.
That's just nasty.
That just goes into the odd category, David. But hey, listen. At least you didn't wait. I believe you.
You did good.
I believe you. At least you didn't give a question with an answer that involves cockroaches too close to lunchtime. So that's a big help.
That does help.
All right. Thank you, David.
God bless. Have a great weekend.
Thank you all, and y'all have a blessed day.
All right. You too. Trivia Friday, 888-589-8840 is the number. We are trying to catch up after we had a live report from the inauguration from our very own Tim Wildman, trying to catch up on callers.
And, you know, when Tim calls and says, hey, I want to call into the show, that's a pretty easy answer.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry, sir. We can't do that.
No.
No. I wanted to hear about that experience this morning.
That was cool.
At the Church of the Presidents. All right. Where do we go next?
We are talking to Liddell from Texas. Liddell, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Thank you very much.
Actually, good welcome morning. To Trivia Friday.
Oh, wow. Hey,
yeah,
we just thought about that.
Explore the word.
Liddell, I am so sorry. I've been co-hosting Exploring the Word all week, and I have made it all week through the questions without saying welcome to Trivia Friday.
Awesome.
And so now this morning, here we go.
Yeah.
Just all right.
You've got a whole room full of people cheering for you, though. We've got some fans from Texas here, and they're cheering for you. Like their hands went up when they saw you from there, so...
Wonderful.
For you.
Well, I am so excited about what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now and what's going on in our country that I didn't even notice your flub.
Okay. Well, any opportunity to stomp on Jim, we take it. So stomp on his toes anyway. Liddell, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both, please.
All right. Awesome. Which one you want to answer?
Well, I'm going to try the longest state also.
Okay.
I had put two states down, and so I marked off the one that he missed.
All right, here we go. What U.S. state has the longest official name?
Well, since that word Commonwealth is there, I'm thinking it must be Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Am I right?
No, ma'am, but since I was so mean to David, I'll be nicer to you and just say no, ma'am.
He's getting a little
you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
I actually like the buzzer. Buzzer in here. Huh? Like, you need the actual one.
Yeah. So that's not correct.
That is not correct either.
How many Commonwealths are there?
I don't know.
I've
but
not
you,
said it was a Commonwealth.
Okay, true.
You guys have said it's a Commonwealth.
True. I think there's four.
Four? Hey, yeah. All right.
All right.
John Mark's schooling us here.
He is. He's doing good. You got a question for us, Liddell?
Yes, I do. This may have been used and reused on talk radio or on television news. I don't know. But who was the first president who was inaugurated in Washington, D.C.?
Oh, wow. I saw that list a little while ago as I was doing some hard research for Trivia Friday today.
Hard research. So you were on YouTube?
No, I was.
Wikipedia.
Anyway, I don't remember.
Yeah, Wikipedia. I think you got us.
I'm
John
a
Mark,
Monroe.
You have a...
I'm not sure. I'm not great with presidential history.
Okay.
He's honest.
Well, you're honest. We hid the fact about ourselves, but you were the honest person.
It's got to be one of the early ones, though, so I feel like we
go
should
for it.
Guess. Like
for
Monroe.
Everybody.
I'm going to go with
Monroe.
Monroe? I'll say John Adams. I'll say John Adams.
I'm sticking with that. I don't know. Liddell?
Down well for you, but you chose the wrong ones. It was Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson.
Okay. Monroe and Adams. Miss Jefferson.
We should have gone
up. All right.
Great question, Liddell. We should have been up on our president. Well, John Mark should have been up on his presidential history. He's closer to school age than we are. So
that's true.
We all have gone through college.
Yes. Thank you for mentioning that. guest professor.
Liddell, thanks for calling in today. We appreciate you. God bless. And she's gone.
All right. Good job. All right, let's take maybe one more question before the break.
All right, here we go. Fred calling from West Virginia. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, I get to go back to school.
Well, some of us need to, myself included. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Fred?
I'll try both.
Okay, which question you want to take a shot at?
I'm going to try to answer the quarterback question.
Oh, John Mark.
Here we go.
Well, who was the only quarterback to win and lose a Super Bowl with two separate teams?
This is a guess. I haven't followed football for some years, but it seemed to me like it was Johnny Unitas.
No, sir. I don't believe that was
I don't think
it.
Johnny Unitas actually I don't think Johnny Unitas actually played in the Super Bowl, did he?
No.
Oh, he did. He did. He did play. He came in late in the game against the Jets.
Fred, we're going to say that was a good guess, but incorrect.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
I knew he played in an earlier Super Bowl or
he played in the third.
This way.
He did.
I know he played in the NFC or NFL, and then he played in the AFC. Baltimore was when the merger went together. Anyway, my question for y'all.
Okay.
There are many birds that cannot fly. Yes. What is the only bird that cannot take a step, cannot walk?
Okay. Can't take a. Okay. We're going to talk amongst ourselves, Fred. So don't give us the buzzer. You're going to hear guesses here. What about the hummingbird?
That's what I was thinking.
The hummingbird doesn't walk, does it?
No, because it can fly everywhere.
That's why it gets killed by praying mantis. Okay, we're going to go with hummingbird, Fred.
Well, you guys talked about it so much about walking the hummingbird. I tried to get you last week and tried to get you the week before, but I didn't. So you had long enough to think about it. You got it right.
All right.
Hey, well done, guys.
We are awesome. That's our opinion anyway.
They cannot make a step in any direction.
That's incredible.
There's been times after eating too much pizza that was true of me.
Uh-huh.
And you couldn't take a step in any direction.
But it may be the case with a hummingbird. They've eaten too many praying mantis.
Hey, thank you, Fred.
Have a great weekend, brother.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Have a good one.
Awesome.
All right.
And, you know, John Mark, I like the fact that even though you're 12 years old, you're talkative. Sometimes you get younger people who don't want to say a word. So your brothers and sisters, do they think you're talkative?
Yes. They think I never stop talking.
Whether you're the right professor for the job here.
That's the
voice of John Mark Sowell. And we've got the Sowell. I just cannot pronounce that.
Sowell.
The Sowell family pickers are in studio. They've called in on occasion here on Trivia Friday. We're going to hear from Cindy, the one who's the nervous system, the brains and nervous system of this organization, this ministry. When we come back after this break, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Ed Vitagliano, Jim Stanley, Kendra White, and John Mark Sowell. And we will be back after this break with more great learning coming your way.
Learning.
On the next Today's Issues, Monday will be the first full weekday under a new presidential administration. We'll discuss what that means with the help of newsmen Steve Jordahl and Fred Jackson.
And any other news that breaks during the weekend.
Tim Wildman should be back from Washington, D.C., and we'll hear from him, too. Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and online at AFR.net.
Hey, do you want to go on a vacation with a purpose? Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. A lot of people love to go to the beach. I'm one of them. How about the mountains? Yeah, a lot of folks are raising their hand right now when I say the mountains. Well, this year, why don't you go with us on a spiritual heritage tour of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon and have a vacation with an educational and a spiritual purpose? If you'd like to go with us in June or September to D.C. and Mount Vernon, or our separate tour to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown, we'd love to have you join us. Just find out all the information at spiritualheritagetours.com. Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation will join us as our historian, and he'll be commenting all along the way on our rich Christian heritage here in the U.S. We hope you can join us, spiritualheritagetours.com.
From Washington, I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and Commentary next. It is Inauguration Day in our nation's capital, and it is truly a great day. I broadcast those words in 2012, and I'm broadcasting them again today. Regardless of party, today is a great day to be an American. We demonstrate to the world the hallmark of our republic, the peaceful transfer of power. And later today, I will stand alongside my fellow countrymen on the National Mall to watch Donald J. Trump place his hand on the Bible and take the oath of office to preserve and protect and defend the Constitution of these great United States. There is something uniquely American happening on the National Mall. The rich and the poor, black men and white men, construction workers and college presidents, we the people, standing side by side to watch this historic moment in our quest to form a more perfect union. It is a glorious day to be an American. I'm Todd Starnes.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm one of gazookas, which hates all palookas, but hates honey up and square up.
All right, that is the theme song of my favorite show when I was 4 years old. I loved that. No, I'm serious. Oh, you think it's still
okay.
It's not.
That or Batman.
The old Batman. That's right. The television.
I'm still heartbroken there was somebody before Popeye. Like, what's she doing?
Really? You're heartbroken?
I'm a little bit.
You're disappointed, aren't
I'm
you?
I'm a little bit.
You're disappointed.
I want to know where the toot toot went from the song.
Yeah. They want you to fill it in.
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes these shows have, you know, a little bit different theme songs.
So our producer needs to do better research. Is that what it is?
Brent really did pretty well getting that theme song for Popeye. It is
I never hesitate to give Brent a hard time.
Well, most of the time he deserves it. So, you know, we give him a hard time, and he never tries to get even with us. It is Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman, along with Jim Stanley, Kendra White, and our special guest, John Mark Sowell. And he's here, 12 years old. It's phenomenal for a professor.
He's doing a great job.
He's doing a great job.
I bet he would have remembered it's Trivia Friday.
Yes, that's right, rather than exploring the word. John Mark Sowell is here because the Sowell family pickers are here, and we've asked his mom, Cindy, to kind of slide into his chair for just a minute and just tell our listeners, some of whom, if they've been listening for a long time, have heard you call in while you guys are on the road. So, Cindy, welcome to live to Trivia Friday.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ed. And
I like that. Yeah,
we're just we're thankful to be here. I definitely can speak for the rest of the family. We can mark this off our bucket list. This is amazing blessing to be here.
Wow, and this was on your bucket list?
Yes.
Okay. Well.
Absolutely. So our family for the past 4 years. The Lord has placed upon our heart a ministry in Serbia. We take ukuleles overseas. We teach children in Eastern Europe how to play the ukulele, and then we give them the ukulele. And it opens the door of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with them, because these children, they are very curious about Americans and an American family and teenagers and young people their age. And so they question as to, you know, why would we come and do this for them? But then we get to tell them that the greatest gift that was ever given to all mankind is Jesus Christ. And mm-hmm. God has presented that. We can't mm-hmm. earn it. We can't buy it. Once we have it, we can't lose it. So that's what we've been doing. And we have a website, thesowellfamilypickers.com. I'd like to invite the listeners to go check out the website.
Why don't you spell that out for us?
All lowercase. thesowellfamilypickers.com.
All right.
How you spell com?
C-O-M.
Hey, listen, Cindy, I just got to ask this one question before we have John Mark slip back into his chair. But have you guys ever heard of Tiny Tim?
Yes.
Okay. Now, see, the Tiny Tim back in the 60s and 70s, kind of a comical, you know, act. And he played a ukulele, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And because of that, the ukulele gets no respect. Is that true or not true?
I would have to agree, but I'm very thankful that on America's Got Talent,
right,
a young lady by the name of Grace, and I cannot pronounce her last name, but she won this past year, and
really?
She did it playing a ukulele. And the kids overseas are so excited. They want to learn the songs she played. So we're doing our research.
Good.
Ukuleles have had a huge surge recently.
Yes.
Like they lot everybody.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you grow up in the 60s and 70s, which none of you young people did, but no. I did. It's all electric guitar and then maybe acoustic guitar. And you mention ukulele and people say, oh, you mean what Tiny Tim played? But what's interesting, I didn't know that because I don't watch music shows, not having any musical talent at all. I find it, you know, just shaming, really. I just feel ashamed
just
watching
the meaning.
We should have brought you a ukulele.
It's interesting that someone with a ukulele won.
Yes.
And who knows but that God didn't do that
exactly.
as an open door for ministry.
We're praying for that. We're hoping for that, yes.
Well, that's great. Cindy, thank you so much
for being on
with us. And John Mark's going to slip back into his chair, and we are going to repeat our questions. It is Trivia Friday. The number to call if you want to try to get on the program is 888-589-8840. John Mark, as our guest professor, we're going to let you repeat your question for our listeners.
Well, we have who is the only quarterback to win and lose a Super Bowl with two separate teams? Johnny Unitas was already
yes
as an answer, but that is wrong. So
you can
mark that off your list.
That was one of your guesses.
So
guesses. All right, good. All right. Thank you, Jim. What are your questions?
All right, here we go. How many times was President Barack Obama sworn in as president? Whose inaugural address was the first to be broadcast on the radio? And then what U.S. state has the longest official name?
Great. And what's been guessed already?
Oh, Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Commonwealth of...
Commonwealth of what?
hey, look, let it go.
No, I am not going to let it go. Because
no
as someone who was born in Massachusetts, I'm tired of people in the South mispronouncing it. Massachusetts is what I hear all the time.
Are you so? Do you understand our pain when people say Mississippi?
Mississippi.
Yes, I do.
Instead of Mississippi.
Yeah, Massachusetts.
Thank you,
folks. Massachusetts.
I am 56 years old
and still can't do it.
And I have never been able to get that. And I had friends
tried to gloss
from
over.
There.
You
I did
just kept moving. I was, no I was grace just, from
I,
any
that's
here.
Right. I have words like that, including the name Sowell. Apparently, I always want to say
you.
Sowell. So, hey. All right. Here are my questions. What NFL running back was nicknamed the Bus? Second question: what is the world's oldest monotheistic religion? And third question, yes, I'm on a Popeye kick, including I'm going to go for some Popeye's chicken maybe one day this week. Mm. In the comic strip, who was Olive Oil's boyfriend before Popeye came along? That breaks Kendra's heart.
It does,
yeah.
Man.
All right, you're next, Kendra.
All right, we've got which president weighed 332 pounds and supposedly got stuck in his bathtub?
Again, with the look at Jim.
No,
I don't understand.
That's dagger in the heart.
Supposedly. You got to... It's
what's that?
Supposedly.
Supposedly?
It's not. You don't know.
It's contagious.
True or false?
blah, 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 right? Okay. In the hit. Oh, man. In the hit TV series.
It is contagious.
It is, apparently. What was the name of the president Jack Bauer saves?
Okay.
Bonus points if you can name who played him. All right. What classes of medieval society do the four suits in a deck of cards represent?
That's interesting.
That's from Drew Johnson. I asked on Facebook for some good questions.
All right. Jim, let's go.
Thanks, Drew.
All right. We're going to talk to Jim from Indiana, who has been patiently holding. Jim, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yeah, hi. I would like to wish everybody a happy Unbama Day.
Unbama. That is the first time I've heard that. That's original, hilarious. As far as I know.
Or as they would say from Duck Dynasty, he gone.
I haven't seen it hashtagged or anything.
There you go.
He gone, Jack.
He gone. Duck Dynasty.
Hey, I'm going to do both today, and I want to try to answer John Mark's question.
Thank you. Who is the only quarterback to win and lose a Super Bowl with two separate teams?
I'm going to say Peyton Manning.
Wow, yes. Well done.
Congratulations.
Excellent job.
He won Super Bowl 41, lost Super Bowl 44, lost Super Bowl 48, and won Super Bowl 50.
Wow. So Colts and Broncos.
Broncos.
Wow.
Bonus points for Ed.
Bonus points. We love those bonus points.
I was so glad when he won for the Colts.
Yes. My brother liked him too at the Colts.
Well, I liked him as a quarterback. Yeah. Now, John Mark, do you have another question you
want to? Yes, I do. If you want me to say it right now.
Yeah.
No, we're just taking a survey.
Okay.
Why don't you go ahead and add a question, because we want you to stay on the faculty.
Okay.
So go ahead and ask your follow-up question.
My question is going to be, what is the capital of the country of Serbia in Europe?
All right.
Yes.
Well done.
Excellent. All right.
Jim, how many times have you all been there, too?
Four.
Four
times.
That's awesome.
And once to Romania.
What an awesome field trip.
Yeah.
I bet you learned a lot.
Yeah.
Jim, you've got a question for us, sir?
I sure do. I'm going to take a trip back to memory lane on television, as you guys are wont to do. We'll go to Brady Bunch.
Ooh, all right.
My question. When that show first started, there was like a guy in a studio that sang the theme song, but sometime along the series, the kids started singing the theme song. Mm-hmm. My question is, what season did that take place?
Three.
Start happening.
Wow, that was confident.
That.
Are you serious? You want to go with three?
Sounds good.
Because you sounded confident.
You did.
And there's a lesson in here, because I'm following the guy who sounds confident, even though he's probably wrong. All right, we're going to say season three.
Okay, to my knowledge, it was season two.
Oh, man. I was that close.
I've only watched one episode, though.
That was not one of my favorite shows, even back then, but... except for Marsha. I like Marsha.
Everybody
when I was
liked,
in high school.
Everybody liked Marsha. All right. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you calling in, brother.
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good weekend.
All right. It's Trivia Friday, folks. 888-589-8840 is the number if you want to call. Where do we go next, Jim?
Kansas, and we're going to talk to Daryl. Daryl, welcome to Trivia Friday.
I think it's Daniel.
Daniel.
I give up.
Well, they call me all kinds of names, but that's not one of them.
Hey, Daniel, as long as I call you in time for supper, is that okay?
That's right.
All right. Good deal.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Daniel?
I'm going to do both if I can.
You can. We let you. Which one do you want to try to answer? The what now?
President Taft got stuck in the bathroom.
That is correct.
Wow. Go ahead and repeat the question so folks know.
He got stuck. He stuck his toe in the faucet spout, and they had to call people in to get it out.
So it had nothing to do with the fact that he was
large,
320 pounds.
Okay, that's okay.
The man's Secret Service was like above and beyond the call of duty that day.
So, the big question is, why was he sticking his toe in the spout?
Big, big question.
He slipped and fell.
Oh.
He went down. His toe went up. Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Wow. All right, so we shouldn't have been.
Wow.
So Kendra shouldn't have been laughing at
that almost terrible
tragedy.
We almost lost a president in the bathtub.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
We would never have outlived that.
Thank you, so
Robert.
Daniel?
Taft?
Yes.
Oh. William Taft, which William president Taft. Weighed 332 pounds.
How tall
stuck
was
in the bathtub.
He? How tall
Good question.
Was he?
Well, actually, it's a little known fact that he was just over 4 foot tall, which really made him an odd sight at 320 pounds. So now I'm completely making that up.
I think it was like he was under 6 foot, though, because there's only like four or five presidents that were over 6 foot.
See, I'm starting to catch on to you, John Mark.
That's good.
He's a sleeper.
I'm starting to think you pull the wool over people's eyes a lot because you look so sincere. I think you may be playing us. I'm thinking you don't really know, but remember the guy on that show that none of us should have watched, Cheers?
Yeah.
Cliff Clavin,
right?
Remember? He was always... Yeah, it's a little-known fact that President Taft was just under 6 foot tall.
Hey, Daniel, thanks for the call, man. Have a great weekend.
Relieve us from this madness.
Did Daniel ask his question to us already?
Yes.
Yes,
okay,
he did.
Okay, it was
yes.
the Brady Bunch.
Oh, that's right.
And
Bunch.
I was wrong.
Who would he go next?
Oh, okay. Let's see if I can get this one right. We are going to talk to Dwayne from Indiana. Dwayne, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hey, I was going to ask and answer, but the gentleman just answered the one about the president.
Okay, well, do you want to try to answer something else, or you just going to ask us one?
Nah, but I would like to ask you one.
You can.
Awesome.
What's your question?
Who is the last president to use a train for travel?
Ooh.
The last president to use a train for travel. Okay. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Dwayne. Don't say yes or no. Certainly don't give us the buzzer yet. We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
You got
like only a train. I mean, like trains are still around.
Yeah, but
like primary.
Probably
mode
for campaigning.
Well,
probably
like
presidential traveling.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
What do you think about like FDR? Because he was it Truman?
Hey, Truman. Yeah, Truman.
There is
we have
the gallery saying Truman.
Eisenhower.
There is a famous picture of Truman on a train. So
Eisenhower, you got Eisenhower.
Let's go with Truman.
Yeah.
Okay, you okay with that?
I'll go with Eisenhower. Just
all right. Just
in case. Just in case.
Right,
I like Truman. I'm down with that.
I'm going to go with the rest of the Sowell clan. Who says Truman, except for John Mark, who's got Eisenhower. So are any of us right?
Well, John Mark is absolutely right.
Wow. Man. Ooh. Oh, and look, there we go. That's on you, Ed.
I think, I'm not sure, but John Mark is trash talking in the studio.
I'm not. I just pointed my finger at you there.
Yeah, I know. And you know what that is? It's in
taunting.
Your face. That's all right. We do a fair amount of that around here. Hey, Dwayne, thank you.
That was out of the blue.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Yep.
It's in Michigan, in a little town in the Irish Hills.
What is there?
The train car, the last train car
ever
used by president.
Is it near Lansing?
Kendra has a trip coming up.
No,
and she's
we
looking
just
for...
went to Lansing, and I'm pretty sure a coworker said something about trains and blah blah blah. And I'm like, I should have listened.
You
should have
been listening.
Hey, Dwayne,
the answer to the question.
Thanks for the call, man. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Oh, he gone.
That trigger finger.
It is, man.
Your Barney fight.
When it's time to move on.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and take another call, and then we'll reset our questions.
All right, David calling from the great state of Mississippi. David, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you very much. And I have to say, I've called into practically every program on AFR. This is the hardest one to get in. I had to call a whole bunch of times.
I bet.
We're so popular. I mean,
yes, that's such. Well, all our shows are popular. For some reason, this is one that folks like to try to get on, and it is hard to get on for them. So this is your day, David.
Yeah, that's right. Good day, Inauguration Day.
That's right.
I actually was going to answer the William Howard Taft question, and it's been answered. So I'm just going to go with, I guess, an obvious one, the Barack Obama question.
All right, okay, let us repeat it.
How many times was President Barack Obama sworn in as president?
It seems like the answer would be twice.
Nope.
And you would be wrong.
Hmm.
Ah.
Now, you are correct. One would presume.
And when we were talking before the show,
right?
That was why you asked me and I said, well, two.
Right.
And you said, no,
no.
And then when you explained it, I remembered.
Right. And then I said, David, what's your question for us?
My question is, who is, since it's Inauguration Day, who is the only president in United States history that in his first term was sworn in the oath of office by his father?
Ooh.
Okay.
So term must mean that he served two terms. So that's a little clue there.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
we're
going to talk amongst ourselves here. So hang on as we discuss it. I would guess George Bush. I would guess Bush 43.
Or John Quincy Adams.
No. The guy's father was a notary public.
Oh.
And, I want to say... President Taft.
I'm gone from this. I don't
know. Oh yeah, I'm with John Mark. I was thinking maybe George Bush's father held, but I guess it has to be the Chief Justice. So you're gonna say Taft?
I'm gonna say,
you look confident here. And I'm gonna go with you.
Okay.
Did he serve two terms? Did Taft?
I guess it doesn't necessarily.
First.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Do you have another guess?
No.
Different.
I don't.
All right. And so what was your guess, John Mark?
I was thinking John Quincy Adams, but probably not.
Well, that's okay. You've been doing good.
I'm going with John Mark. I'm changing my vote. I'm going with John Mark.
William Howard Taft and John Quincy Adams as guesses, David.
I think I'm wrong.
Are you smarter?
Either of those.
I'm not going to give you the buzzer.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you the buzzer, but that's incorrect.
All right.
The answer is Calvin Coolidge.
That's right. That is right.
His father was a federal judge, and he, I believe, was at a party and had found out that President Harding had died. And his father swore him in there. But interestingly enough, when he got elected to his own term several years later, William Howard Taft, who at that time after he was president was a Supreme Court justice.
That was going to be one of my other questions for today. Did you hear what he just said?
I didn't hear what he said. So.
I had a question that was, who is the
only... Well,
don't
give it away.
Well, he already did.
There are lots of people who weren't listening.
I feel sure.
You feel sure about that. You do whatever you want.
That's a good point that he just made. And I had it as, who is the only president that served as president and chief justice of the Supreme Court? And that was President Taft.
Wow.
Boy, it's Taft Day today.
It is.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Everybody's good.
Well, listen, I don't care about those. Just don't give anything away about Popeye, because I've got other Popeye questions. All right, David, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Good call. Thanks, brother. Have a good weekend.
All right, let's reload our questions, starting with our guest, Professor John Mark Sowell.
I was doing my quarterback question. What is the capital city of the country of Serbia in Europe?
Okay.
Excuse me.
Good.
Oh, you're ready for me now.
Yes.
Yeah,
reload
I only
our question.
Have one.
Okay. How many times? It's because you're a guest.
Right.
How many times was President Barack Obama? How many times was President Barack Obama sworn in as president?
Yes.
And the answer is not two.
The answer is not two.
What U.S. state has the longest official name? And then whose inaugural address was first to be broadcast on the radio?
All right, good questions. Here are my three. No one's even taken a shot at any of these. What NFL running back was nicknamed The Bus?
The Bus.
What is the world's oldest monotheistic religion? And in the comic strip, who was Olive Oil's boyfriend before Popeye came along? That's what I've got.
Good questions. All right. We have, in the hit TV series 24, what was the name of the president that Jack Bauer saves, like the main president? And bonus points if you can say who played him. What classes of medieval society do the four suits in a deck of cards represent? And I'm going to add a question here since we got one answered. What internet comedy duo made a local car commercial called Presidential Car Wash, starring an Indian couple dressed up as presidents, rapping?
That's hilarious.
I don't even understand that what? Question. Say that again.
So what did you just say?
There is an internet comedy duo that made a local commercial for a car wash company.
All right.
And they featured this Indian couple who owns the car wash rapping as presidents of the U.S. while they're waxing and cleaning cars.
Okie dokie.
So who made the commercial?
Okay. Here's a bonus question. Who is the current vice president of the United States of America?
Like, oh, that's tricky. Like, what? Is he still the vice president? Like,
no.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, they got to give it away.
He just we just had one of the Sowell family pickers say he just got sworn out. Folks, sworn we do out. Not approve of cussing on this show. So I don't care who the former vice president was. We don't swear anybody out on this show.
Yeah.
So Joe Biden just got
he
replaced as vice president.
That's right.
Mike Pence.
We're watching this on television tuned to Fox News where we're watching the inaugural events.
Man, you got to be up with times to stay on this show.
There you go.
That's right. That's right. All right. Can let's try to squeeze one caller in before the break.
Harry from Texas, you got to be quick, brother, because we are long-winded.
Oh, we're tongue twisted.
You want to? Nope. Yes. Harry, you want to ask, answer, or do both? Can you hear us?
Hey, Harry, turn your radio all the way down. That'll help you.
Okay.
All right. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Harry?
I want to do both.
All right. Which question you want to take a shot at?
I want to take a shot at the NFL quarterback. I mean, NFL running back.
All right, good. Somebody tries to answer one of my questions.
Jerome Bettis.
It was Jerome Bettis, the NFL running back. That's right. And I, not that I'm rooting for the Steelers. I'm actually rooting for the Patriots. But
what?
I did. Yeah,
I agree.
I'm so disappointed. Listen, I'm a Patriots fan, so I agree with you.
All right, but I did want to throw that in because the Steelers are in AFC title game. So the NFL running back nicknamed the Bus was Jerome Bettis. What's your question for us, Harry?
My question is, what country saw the world's record 315 million voters turnout for elections on May 20th, 1991?
Okay.
Wow.
We're going to talk amongst ourselves here.
Could you repeat that one more time?
Yes, please.
Okay. What country saw the world's record of 315 million voters turn out for elections on May 20th, 1991?
All right. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here. My guess is Russia. Because that was after
the wall fell. Countries with that many people that
would
vote.
Well, that's true. That's true. And there be comparable size, I think, to the United States. And so you guys have additional guesses? Or
I'm thinking that was...
maybe India. I mean, India's...
Putin as well. But the other one I was thinking of was Mexico. But I can't remember if they had the election...
Surely.
In May.
In May.
But it sounds like that's when Putin
Cinco
came
de Mayo.
In. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you want to guess Mexico?
No, I'm guessing Russia. I'm with you.
All right.
We're
going to go with Russia.
You guys are incorrect. The answer is India.
India.
Oh, okay. That was one of your thoughts.
I just thought about big populations. Hey, thanks, Harry.
Have a great weekend.
All right, it is Trivia Friday. 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to get on the program. Ed Vitagliano, Jim Stanley, Kendra White, and John Mark Sowell, who is our guest professor today. We're going to take a five-minute break for news. And when we come back, we will have more of Trivia Friday, also known as...
Learning University.
That was terrible. Also known as...
Learning University.
Now we're cooking with gas. We'll see you in 5 minutes, folks.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.